everybody. It's Friday night. You know what that means? The weekend is officially upon us at last. Yeah. Uh-huh. Can I get an applause, please? All right. Anyway, this is Beyond the Airwaves, the Infinity Project. Our motto this year, we bring you the news that no politicians want to hear. But guess what? Tonight, it's not about the news. Okay? We'll talk about that in a minute. This is the all-out review and naughty Mad Libs show, which means we're going to have NC-17 Mad Libs. Now, I'm going to tell you.
Hold on a minute. Okay. Somebody's playing. I think it's Frodo. This white fluffy shit is a major pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has to be Frodo. Well, Frodo, if it's such a pain in the ass, get your sorry ass into the Mad Libs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway. Anyway, tonight is the all-out review of Naughty Mad Libs show, which means we'll have NC-17 Mad Libs. So, if you do not want your kids to listen to this, don't, okay? This isn't for kids, trust me. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme, and I'm currently joined on the line by two of my crazy cohorts. First, we have Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Madea.
And we also have our Asian magician. Good evening to you, Madea.
Hello, everybody.
We also have Sajo in the chat room. Good to see you in there, buddy. And Ashley, she was in the chat room. I have a feeling she'll be back. It may be connections. You know how it is.
Asked her if she got booted out of the chat room. She hasn't answered, so I'm assuming it's connections.
Yep. Welcome to Connection Conniptions. I'm kidding. Yeah, but anyway, I will tell you this on a very serious note. If you are living in, like, Texas, Arkansas, and Missouri, you're getting some really rough weather right now in the form of severe weather. Of course, where Tim is, you're getting ice and sleet. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And tomorrow, about 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Yeah. And
that
then
will
we get
gladly trade to somebody else.
Yeah, well, I think you probably could take Janet. No, I don't know if Janet would want that ice, sleet, and snow.
No. Hey, but there's one thing with snow, Tim. You can layer your clothes to keep warm. Most people know how to layer their clothes to keep warm.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, cannot do right the opposite when it's 110 outside.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get these reviews.
Hey, you want to know something? I don't relish getting my ass sunburned.
I don't blame you. I don't either. All right. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get this stuff over with real quick because I only have two things to review because all my shows are currently on winter hiatus.
Wait a minute. I thought you had three things to review.
No, I haven't watched the Thunderbirds episode yet.
Oh, never mind. That's next week.
Yeah.
Along with number two.
Yeah. It'll be fine. I'm not a big deal. But anyway, rule of thumb, if you haven't seen these yet...
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Okay, now, I'm going to try not to ruin The Rise of Skywalker, okay? In fact, I'm just gonna sum it up basically this way. Rey basically finds herself... Rey finds herself, C-3PO... gets one language he never thought he'd have to do. We get the cutest new little droid named Dio. He's adorable. And I will tell you this right now. The movie... Now, this is just me. The pacing was a little bit off at the beginning because they kept jumping from one place to another, to another, to another. You know what I mean?
In other words, flashback to flashback to flashback.
Not necessarily, no. It was like Finn and Poe and Chewbacca were doing one thing. Rey was doing another thing. The crew back on another planet were doing another thing. And Kylo Ren was doing something else. It's like they were jumping all over the place. And I'll admit, that kind of threw me off. But, you know, there's not much more I can say without actually spoiling the movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I promised him I wouldn't do that to him. So, I'm not.
Yeah, no spoilers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the big reveal, but that's because I intentionally went and looked it up.
Yeah.
But the means of getting there, I don't want to know.
Right. But I will tell you this right now. Ian McDiarmid is still awesome as Palpatine. Period. No, I mean, he's just like Peter Cullen in Optimus Prime. Nobody can do Palpatine better than he can. Nobody.
Amen.
Let's see. And then I also looked at The Mandalorian. I practically binge-watched the rest of it on New Year's Day. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love what they did with it. Now, I'm not going to spoil anything there either, but I'll tell you this right now. Cara Dune, she's a badass. Okay? Cara Dune is a badass. I love it. She's so awesome. And the actress who plays her name is Gina Carano, C-A-R-A-N-O. And she is a former MMA fighter.
Oh.
And one of the best things I do like about her is she doesn't need a man in her life, you know. It's like it's about time we had an independent woman doing this kind of stuff, you know? Because I haven't seen her really anything since Princess Leia. But I'll tell you this, the funniest part by far is that droid IG-11. Because let's put it this way. He wants to do something bad to Baby Yoda at first, but then he gets reprogrammed into a nurse droid. Yeah.
I bet
I like
when he found out what he got.
I
wonder about what he was before.
Well, he was. He had a bounty for Baby Yoda, but the Mandalorian shot him before he had the chance.
So virtually did a lobotomy on that guy, that thing.
Yeah. Well, somebody did anyway. But I'll tell you, there were some really funny surprises. Apollo Creed is in it.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Nope. Carl Weathers, he's in it.
Okay. No more spoilers.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just going to tell you, like, who all's in it. Let's see. Ming-Na Wen is in an episode. Taika Waititi, he directed a couple episodes. You know, he's the same guy who did Thor Ragnarok. So. But, I mean, there's some serious crazy stuff. Oh, one more thing. There's a character named Quill, spelled K-U-I-L-L. You know, you're not going to believe who plays him. Nick Nolte. I kid you not. All right, well, you know what? I've already spent enough time with this. How about it? Who's ready for some Mad Libs?
Me.
All right, well, let me see. Let me
turn that off and get the pictures in the morning.
Yeah. I get my picks in the morning. Okay, that's a little too much. I want to see if I can try to fit as many as possible here.
Check the chat room before we get started.
That's what I'm doing. Okay, I'm doing that now. Let's see. 8/16/2022. This will work. We've got four people, so we're good to go.
All right. I'll go last.
Okay, so it'll be Tim, Sajo, myself, Janet. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, here we go. Tim, give me the first name of a person, please. It can be anybody you want.
Donald.
That's exactly what I typed.
You're too predictable, Tim.
What can I say?
All right. Sazo's got to give a number. I need to give an adjective. I'm going to go with imperialistic. Yes, I'm going
imperialistic?
imperialistic. All right, Janet, I need a verb ending in ing, please.
Fucking.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's on. It is now on. All right, Tim, noun, please.
Penis.
That's exactly what I typed.
Hey, are we forgetting Safet?
Yeah, no, I got him.
Okay.
Yeah, I got him. He's next anyway.
Okay.
I just typed it in the chat. Let's see. Noun, please, for him. All right, my turn with a noun. And I might as well go ahead and use it. Vagina.
Woo!
All right, Janet, animal, please.
What do I need?
Animal.
Shirley.
Animal!
I heard you. I'm thinking of one.
Okay.
A manticore.
Okay.
Nobody said the sucker had to be real.
Okay. All right. That means it's back to Tim. I need a noun, please.
Oh, how about corner of Winslow, Arizona?
Oh, yeah. That's one we haven't used in a while.
Such a fine sight to see.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed for slowing down to take a look at me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me get Saj in here. Adverb. Oop, try again. Ah! Okay. All right, myself and Janet and Tim. We each get a verb ending in ing. I will go first, and I'm going to go with masturbating.
Ooh, that was mine. I got to come up with a new one.
Urinating. Urinating.
Urinating. All right.
Defecating.
Okay. There, take them all at once.
Okay. Ashley, you get the next one. Ashley said she logged out of Blog Talk because she needed to take a shower.
Okay,
but
that's really fun.
Had to take a quick shower, but she's coming.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow. Okay. All right. The next six blanks all say something funny. So, let's see. That means Sajo gets 2. I'll get 2. No, wait. Hold it. Sajo gets... Sajo, well, hold on, let me get this right. Sajo, me, Janet, Tim, Sajo, and me. So Sajo and I will get 2 each. Tim and Janet, you'll get 1 each.
Okay, so what are we looking for?
Just something funny.
Silly. Funny.
Something funny.
Oh, what I have in mind. We're not allowed to do politics on this show right now.
That's actually fine.
Yeah,
this
is okay.
It's fine.
Trump's hair in a derecho.
Okay, that'll work.
Mine? You want me to tell you what mine is?
Sure.
The baby Trump balloon.
Yeah, gotcha. The one that was unfortunately splashed in Tuscaloosa. Okay, now I got to come up with 2 myself, so let's see. Something funny. I got it. Holy crimson skies of death!
What? What did that come from?
Believe it or not, it was the first episode of the Crisis on Infinite Earths. Burt Ward was the one who yelled it.
Okay, number 2.
All right, let's see. Number 2. I know, I got to think of it. Hang on. Let's see. There's so much I could use.
Well, we already got the 2 orange-haired ones out of the way.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Let's see. How about... Yodel, the Avalanche Yodel.
Yodel, 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 hee-hoo. That's about as close as I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, my feet feel good.
Let's see. Has there been anything to make you laugh? Just need two instances. There.
That must be safe that
size. Yeah.
Size?
Okay. Yep. All right. Janet, possessive noun, please.
Mine.
Mine, 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 mine.
That is a possessive noun, am I right?
Yes, you're correct.
You mean I did it without having to ask?
Yep, you got it. All right, Tim, you get the last one of this one. Noun, please.
Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport.
I love the auto finish. And there's iSign. She just joined the conversation.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
She can go.
You want me to fill in those two blanks? Okay. He's trying to find something funny. So I'll give him a chance. iSign can join on the next one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he said okay, because I could probably, because I think some of us could fill in a little bit quicker. Now, I had two
okay,
already.
Okay, Eric Snidel, you had to say, you had to post that, or you really could see it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, I'll just read you the last nine.
In this environment, strong EF2 plus tornadoes cannot be ruled out.
Oh, great. That's all I need. All right.
Well, go ahead and finish.
Okay, you know what? I got an idea. We got two blanks left. I got two, and Sajo got two already. How about this? Tim, you get one. Janet, you get one. That way it's fair.
What is it?
All right.
Just need something funny one more time from each of you.
I know I've already used it once, but Trump having a bad hair day.
That's fine.
Oh, I can come in multiple different forms, so that would be fine.
Okay. All right, Tim, your turn.
How about... I want something that makes a complete and utter ass out of our fake president. But I'm not sure what else to use that hasn't already been used.
Covfefe and Hamburger?
Well, yeah. We'll go with that. What the hell?
Okay.
Covfefe and Hamburger.
Okay, got it. All right. So we have our first Mad Lib of the night. So now let me just get over to find the short drum roll, and here we go. This is a last minute prank. So, hi, my name is Donald, and I'm going to tell you about my last day of 24th grade. It was an imperialistic day, and everyone was fucking to get out of their seats and head home. My teacher was mean to me. My teacher was mean to me all year, so I decided to prank him before school let out. All year, I've been planning of ideas. Would I penis and orgasm him? Vagina in his seat? I didn't know, and then it hit me. I would let a manticore loose in the classroom. It was perfect. Luckily, I had one in my backpack. The end of the day came, and conveniently enough, everyone wasn't paying attention because they were watching the corner of Winslow, Arizona. So I figured it was time. I asked to go back to my backpack to get something. He said yes. So I went to my backpack and grabbed the manticore. I snuck it back to my seat and waited a few seconds, and then I let it loose. It ran out of the room extremely. Everyone was in a panic. Kids were masturbating, urinating, and defecating on death.
Oh,
oh yeah. My.
My side hurts now.
Let's see. The teacher yelled, "Holy crimson skies of death! Like a bad hair day. Trump's hair in a derecho. Baby Trump balloon. Covfefe and hamburger. Avalanche yodel." 2 weeks later, it was time to go. I ran out the door while everyone was panicking outside. In my mind, we took Jeff and hamburger of that old international airport and went home.
Oh, what do I want to do now? I think I'll try one of these.
Oh, my.
Can I try one? I'm kidding. Okay. I think...
Next!
Ooh, no, too many. All right, too many on that one. Trust me, I'm trying to find the...
shortest ones possible, right?
Yeah. Jeez, that's 34. That's a lot. But wait a minute. Hold on. We do have... We've got... There's six of us now because Ashley sent her in the chat room, too.
All right.
So, this will work out just fine. And just in case of trouble, I will go ahead and invoke the repeat rule. Uh-oh. Ashley,
how many are in there?
Okay. Ashley said she has to be right back. She'll do the next one. That's fine. So, there's five people where we are invoking the repeat rule, so we are good to go.
How many?
Sounds like the winner to me.
All right. This one's 34. So I think this will work. Okay,
oh,
now wait a minute. Actually, this may not be so bad because some of these have same last name of person, so it may not be much, but we'll still do it anyway. All right.
Okay.
All right, Tim. Adjective, please.
You probably already have it typed, but coffee-fiest. Yeah, coffee-fi.
Coffee.
Coffee. Yeah. Si, si, senor.
And eye shine. Let me see. What's eye shine? Get animal. Okay. Animal. Oops. And a meal. No.
And a meal. Do we get an animal and a meal, too?
I don't know. Let's see. see, my term with an adjective. And my adjective is going to be counterintuitive.
Is that the opposite of intuitive?
Yeah, probably. All right. Janet, food, please.
Popeye's fried chicken.
All right.
One of our favorites.
Popeye's fried chicken. Mm-hmm. I like some of that.
Well, yeah, I'd give it to you if you could have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, bear with me on this.
Well.
Okay. Tim. Color, please.
Purple.
All right. Okay. Oops, wrong one. Okay. Sancho, body part with apostrophe S. And eye shine, body part. These? Uh-oh, Houston just got under a tornado watch till 4 a.m.
We got family that lives in Houston, too.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's my turn with an adjective. Your excuse. Okay, my turn with an adjective. I'm going to go with... Let's go with intergalactic.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Janet, I need a head position, please, like president, queen, king, etc.
Fearless leader? No. No, 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 no. Duke of Earl. A Duke.
Or just Duke. You know, Duke of Earl. All right. Tim, your turn. Body part with apostrophe S, please.
G-spots.
All right. Okay, so let me go back here. All right. Okay, food and adjective. Okay. Oh, food and eye shine. Adjective, please. There. All right, now it's my turn with the color. My color is going to be
purple.
Crimson red. All right, Janet, number please.
5842 7. When's your birth year?
4.
5842 74.
Uh-huh.
And Tim, what's yours?
My what?
Birth
your
year.
Last 2 digits. Birth year. What's your last 2 digits?
78.
Got it.
Did you get that?
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
All right. Tim, back to you. Food, please.
Pizza.
Pizza.
There's so many good foods out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Hajo, adjective, and eye shine, body part. Please.
Has
Ashley's not
Ashley
back yet.
Ashley come back yet?
Not yet. She said she'll do the next one anyway, so it's fine. Okay, my turn with another adjective. I'm going to go with insane.
He's insane. He's insane, I tell you.
Yeah. Okay, Janet, animal, please.
A pegacorn.
All right. Pegacorn.
You know what that is, right?
Yep, I got it. Okay, Tim, body part, please.
Penis.
Got it. Okay, article body part. All right, Sancho and Aisha actually get the last two. Oh, clothing and eye shine, body part, please. Yeah, you can see the thing is most of these were filled in with one with see the whole most of it was filled in with Mr. Blank. So, oh, this should get interesting.
Okay.
And I'm just going to wait. I'm just waiting for the two of them, and we'll be good to go. Okay, we've got shirts. We got trouble before the shirt hits the fan.
Damn you, autocorrect. I'm getting tired of your shirt.
Oh, careful, careful.
I choked careful. On gum juice.
Ooh, careful. All right, we have our next one. So, let me play the drum roll, please. This is Mr. Blank, and I'll tell you why. It's more like Mr. Grinch. But this
Mr.
is where it gets fun.
Mr. Grinch?
Yeah. But it's not. But it's called Mr. Blank because here's the fun part. You're a coffeeist one, Mr. Cruz. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as a horse, Mr. Cruz. You're a counterintuitive Popeye's fried chicken with a greasy purple peel. Oh, brother, hang on. It gets crazier. You're a monster, Mr. Cruz. Your penis is an empty hole. Your vagina is full of spiders. You have garlic in your soul, Mr. Cruz. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot pole. And in some cases, why would you? You're a foul You're a foul one, Mr. Cruz. You have termites in your smile. You have all the intergalactic sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Cruz. Given a choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Cruz. You're the Duke of Sinful Sots. Your G-spot's a dead pizza splotched with stinky crimson red spots, Mr. Cruz. You're a 58,427,478 Decker sauerkraut and toadstool pizza with arsenic sauce.
Jeez.
You nauseate me, Mr. Cruz, with a nauseous super nause. You're a crooked anal jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Cruz. Your uterus is an appalling dump heap of overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish, imaginable, mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Cruz. You're an insane, wasty pegacorn. Your penis is full of unwanted, unwashed shirts. Your fallopian tube is full of gunk, Mr. Cruz. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. The end.
Oh, that's good. That's even better than the original, but... No offense to your singing ability. No offense to your singing ability, Shirley, but Boris Karloff did it better.
Did it better. I agree. You're right.
Okay, next.
Let's see. 8, 16, 22, 29. And I think, let me check if Ashley's back yet. Ash? Are you back yet? Oh, yes, me. Sorry. I'm really tired. I'm going to tell you right now, sleep is probably going to be a very, very... Well, it looks like I'm going to be getting some rain soon, but it's not like... It's basically like what I'm getting tonight is going to be nothing but... There, she's back. All right. Now we'll have six. So, we're going to have Tim... Sato, Eyeshine, Ashley, myself, Chan. All right, let's do this. Here we go. Tim, adjective, please.
Coffee-fius. Yeah, coffee-fee.
Yep.
Okay. I had too much of that shit this morning.
Let's see. I should... Oh, hold on. Okay. Bear with me, growl. There. All right. Now we're catching up here. I get
Excuse me.
Let's see. I get a noun. I'm going to go with something we haven't used in a while. Gynecologist.
Woo!
All right, Janet, past tense verb, please.
Fucked.
All right. Okay, Tim, adjective, please.
How about haunted?
Haunted. Like the haunted mansion.
Yeah. Ooh, I like the way this looks. I don't like that yellow there.
Okay. All right.
Any sign of our nosy Parkers?
Nope, not tonight.
Sorry, Parker. No offense to you.
None taken, m'lady.
You knew where I was going with that, don't you?
Yep. All right. Oops, I gotta add some here. Eyeshine. Herb needs to end in eyeshine. Please. Okay. All right, so let's see. Oh, my turn for the game.
Jenga.
I still think back to that.
Oh, my tower just fell over.
Yeah, I still remember when I saw that giant Jenga, the one I took at my niece's wedding. It's like, that thing was as tall as my younger niece, Willow. Like, damn. All right, Janet, location, please.
Can I say something real quick? Finally
yes.
Got to see a picture of what a balloon Snorlax looks like. An occupation?
Uh-huh. No, location.
The corner of Winslow, Arizona.
All right. After all, it's such a fun sight to see.
My lord.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tim, verb ending in ing, please.
Fucking.
All right. Okay. All right, no, just waiting on Eyeshine's. There it is, dancing. You should be dancing. Okay, my location number. Got it. Okay. Average. Eyeshine. Location. And Ash. Oops, try it again. Ash. Number, please. Okay. My turn with a verb. I'm going to go with urinate. But if you have bigger boobs, you'd be a 10.
Woo!
All right, Janet, noun, please.
Dark hole in the ground.
All right, I like that. Okay, Tim, adjective, please.
How about abandoned?
Abandoned. Like the abandoned warehouse.
At the end of the street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beer 999. 999. Where's that Galaxy Express?
Going away from the Space Pirates item.
It's like, supposed to pick me up last week. I'm kidding.
Well, the Galaxy Express spent too much time running away from the space pirates.
Yeah. New tornado warning in Central Texas. I'm sorry, I'm keeping on that, too.
Okay, next.
Hold on, let me, I'm waiting for Eyeshine. Let's see, part of body, two adjectives, okay. Okay. All right, my turn with the number. I'm going to make it simple. 42. The meaning of life.
The universe and everything.
Yep. All right, Janet, adjective, please.
Gassy.
Yes, as Spock said to Q, the universe is very gassy.
The universe ain't the only thing that's gassy tonight.
Yeah.
Between me and the dogs, I don't know which one's going to get out of the damn room first.
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about crazy? One part of Missouri had a tornado. Kansas City, Missouri has an ice storm.
Oh no, Jack's brother. I'm thinking of Jack's brother.
Okay, let's see. Excuse me. Tim, noun, please.
How about dildo?
Dildo, all right. Dildo, what is?
Another one we haven't used in a while.
Yeah, I agree.
These are going to, the metallic ones are going to take the skinnier markers, so I'll work on that later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me just a second here, make sure I'm getting this right.
Oh, I hope you are. Excuse me.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
I just have to make sure, I'm doing it right. Okay. Okay, let's see. I just have ER. Okay. Okay. Sajo adjective with ER. Eye shine. Oops. All right. Plural noun. And ash noun, please. I get the last one here. Past tense verb. I'm going to go with defecated.
Defecated, huh?
Yep. You know what? I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to go with masturbated.
Did you reach orgasm?
Huh?
Did you reach orgasm by masturbating?
No. No. Okay. Four trees.
Sorry, I'm being a little bit of a smartass tonight. I apologize.
That's fine.
If I offend anybody, I'm sorry in advance.
Well, hey, at least those stupid trolls from last night are not here. So.
Yeah. I just hope they're not even lurking.
Nope, they're not. All right, we have our Mad Lib complete. So, let me just wait for that to load. Do the drum roll, please. You better brace yourselves because we're about to destroy the song Summer Nights from Greece.
Oh, no.
Not that one.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Summer lovin' had me a blast. Summer lovin' happened so fast. I met a girl crazy for me. Met a boy covetous as can be. Summer days fucking away to, uh-oh, those summer nights. Ah well, ah well, ah well. Ha ha. Tell me more, did you get very far? Tell me more, like does he have a butt? She slept by me, she got a gynecologist. He fucked by me, got my suit haunted. I saved her life, she nearly made. He showed off, dancing around. Summer sun, something's begun. But uh-oh, those summer nights. Ah well, ah well, ah well. Ha ha. Tell me more. Was it excited at first sight? Tell me more. Did she put up a fight? Took her Jenga in the corner of Winslow, Arizona. We went fucking, drank beer. We made out under the corner of 23rd Street and Constitution Avenue. We stayed out until 999 o'clock. Summer fling don't mean a thing, but uh-oh, those summer nights. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me more, but you don't gotta urinate. Tell me more, because he sounds like a dark hole in the ground. He got abandoned, holding my vagina, while she was happy, down in the sand. He was amusing, just turned 42. Well, she was gassy, you know what I mean. Summer heat, boy and girl meet. But uh-oh, those summer nights, whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me more, how much dildo did he spend? Tell me more, could she get me a friend? It turned bluer, that's where it ends. So I told her we'd still be trees. Then we made our true love erection. Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams masturbated at the seams, but oh, those summer nights. Tell me more.
Oh, man. What next?
Yes, we completely destroyed it.
With apologies to Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. Okay, what's it? No, that's too many. That's 43. Whoa, that's 47. Too many in only 15 minutes. So, nope, you're out. Let's see.
Try finding one that's at least 22.
Well, I still don't want to go too far with that either. Let's see. That's only got three blanks. Too short. Okay, this will work. This only has eight blanks.
Okay.
All right. So this should be, I love quickies like this one. All right, Tim, adjective, please.
Covfefeist.
Covfefeist. Okay. Let's see, Sancho, noun. Eyeshine, adjective. And ash, lace, please.
What did you give, Ashley?
A place. That's what it has. Let's see. Now, my turn with an adjective. My adjective is going to be inconsequential.
Definition, please.
It's the consequences have no meaning in this case. Or better yet, hold
in
on.
In other words, it doesn't matter.
Define inconsequential, please.
It's okay. We don't have that much time. Never mind, Alexa.
Okay, never mind. All right. Janet, adverb, please.
It's a verb that's ending in what?
L-Y.
Adverb. Achingly.
That'll work.
I don't know if that account is one or not.
It, as far as I'm concerned, it counts. It's got L-Y at the end. That's good enough for me. Okay, Tim, back to you. Noun, please.
Penis.
Got it. That's exactly what I typed. Okay, give me just a second here. All right, actually, Stacho gets the last one on this one. Okay. All right.
Did you hear just hear that?
No.
It's Cosmo. She goes, Cosmo or Princess Sonia goes, oh, no.
All right, there we go. Game. C-A-M-E. All right. Good. If there's one thing I like, it's a quickie. So I'm just waiting for this to load. Hurry up. Today. Blah, blah, blah. Seriously. Should not be taking forever.
Well,
okay.
You know what? Harley would have done taking her sledgehammer to the computer.
Yeah, I know. All right. So anyway, we got it now. So... All right, my name. All right, this is what you would hear for the Flash.
Okay, I'm almost afraid.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the covfefiest man alive. When I was a pornography, I saw my mother killed by something silly. My father went to Arizona for her murder. Then an accident made me the impossible. To the outside world, I'm an inconsequential forensic scientist. But achingly, I use my speed to fight penis and find others like me. And one day, I'll find who came my mother and get justice for my father. I am the Flash. Yes, folks, we destroyed it.
Yeah, you're one of your favorite shows, too.
Yep. Hey, I'll put it this way. Just because I love a show doesn't mean I won't make fun of a show either.
Oh, my.
It's like no show is safe for me. All right, we got enough time for one more, and this one only has 11 blanks. So this is going to work. Okay, so here we go. Tim, adjective, please.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to beat the dead horse here. coffee theist.
All right.
That's no problem.
It's all right. He'll come back next week.
Yeah.
It's like every time I go on first night, it's always been adjective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always the same one, coffee theist.
Okay, hold on a
yeah.
second.
Well, you noticed I dropped the F-bomb more than once tonight.
Yeah, and that's okay.
I was talking to Tim.
Oh.
Nobody's right. got hiccups.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay, let's see. My turn with a proper noun. Let's see. My proper noun will be Pope Benedict the 16th. That's about as proper as you can get, so...
Oh,
all right. All right, Janet, verb ending in ing, please.
I'm going to beat this dead horse, too, Tim. Fucking.
That'll work.
Woo!
Okay, Tim, back to you. Plural noun, please.
Dildos.
Okay. Oh, you got me. I type penises.
Yeah, see, maybe I'm not as predictable as they once thought.
You're right. You probably
okay.
aren't.
Okay. Okay. Preposition is. Okay. Onto preposition.
Maybe you aren't as predictable as I thought you were after all, Tim.
That's what he just said.
I was the one that thought he that was always mentioning how predictable he is.
Okay, got that. And I actually get the last one here. I get a past tense verb. I'm going to go with farted.
Woo!
Are you aiming that at me, girlfriend?
No.
I wouldn't blame you if you did, because I have been doing a lot of that during the show.
Really?
Sat on a few, too. Sorry, I can't keep a straight face tonight.
Well,
if
here,
you heard
I'm
that one, you got really good hearing.
All right. Okay, this is our last one for tonight. And I'm just waiting for this to complete. Now I will take care of
the drum roll.
All right, this is natural gas prices.
Mine costs zero.
Let's see. Typically, residential natural gas consumers have some covetous questions as the winter approaches. How much will natural men cost, and will enough be available this winter heating season? The answers to these questions swimmingly depend on ever-changing conditions and national and local masturbations for natural gas. Since the latter part of 2002, market conditions have fostered an upward trend in natural gas prices. The Pope Benedict XVI Information Administration, EIA, expects that these generally higher prices will continue through this winter. According to its short-term energy outlook, October 2006, fucking normal winter weather and no catastrophic disruptions to supply, EIA expects that dildos to beautiful gas should be sufficient to satisfy all residential consumers' needs. Although there is always the possibility of isolated shortages due to unusual regional or local conditions. EIA estimates that the representative average residential price of natural orgasms in the Midwest will be almost 18% lower than last winter, while consumption is projected to be more than 4% higher this winter. As a result, EIA expects the total amount spent for gas farted audited by the Midwest Residential Customer during this winter, October 2006 to March 2007, we were about 14% less than last winter. Yeah, spent for gas farted by the Midwest Residential Customer.
Oh, my.
Reminded me of what my late brother used to do. And I am surprised he did not cause severe backlash. He would take a Bic lighter,
mm-hmm,
and he'd lay down on the floor and he would light his farts.
Yeah.
Oh,
my. Blue flame you've ever seen.
Ay, ay, ay.
Can you imagine what would happen if the gas backed up?
Well, what do you know? Let's see. Fonacox is okay.
I think I saw that
in
Beavis and Butthead do
it
there when they dropped their pants and passed gas over the campfire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where we used to live, they'd have crab legs out at a restaurant on the Indian reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And to get there, we had to drive past the City of Mesa dump where they take all the garbage.
Uh-huh.
And if you look out, you can see these out of the middle of the trash.
Yeah.
So we went by, they didn't know what they were used for.
Yeah.
They were used to vent the methane so it wouldn't start,
mm-hmm,
a fire. Which,
yeah,
is interesting.
Oh, Fauna Cox just missed the Mad Lib. She just got off work. It's okay. Don't worry. Fauna Cox, she was here. She was in the chat room last night.
It's always next Friday.
That's okay.
It's always next Friday.
Yeah, there's always next Friday. But anyway, we are running out of time, and here's what we're going to do. Next week, we'll do the usual stuff first. We got the weekend wrap up Monday Night Madness. Then, of course, New Cars Smell Tuesday. And Wednesday, I would like to go ahead and do this. I want to start with our newest show, The Review. And let me explain why. I'll be coming right off of the crisis on Infinite Earths because the finale is Tuesday.
That'll work.
So would that be all right with you, Tim?
That's fine.
All right. Yeah, we can
do
whole
hour, nothing but reviews.
Yep, exactly. All right.
You can do your Thunderbirds review then, too.
Bingo, exactly. And then we guess what we can do Friday? All Mad Libs for the whole hour.
All Mad Libs all the time.
Yep, exactly.
Got it.
I could make it 90 minutes.
Ooh, I'd like that even better.
The Mad Libs, yes. Please.
Oh, yeah. I think you know what? Let's do that. Let's go for a 90-minute all naughty Mad Libs for next Friday night. Of course,
and
Thursday
give our,
is the
give our new fan.
Mm-hmm.
And give our new fan a chance to join us Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So we got it all set for next week. Yeah. Ison just said, next time let's add time. So it's like, yeah, we're about to add. We're going to make it a 90-minute show next week.
Yay.
Yep.
Hopefully,
so anyway,
I'll be up to it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be up to it.
Right. Well, anyway, we are running out of time, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Please remember to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and follow us at our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, there are three ways to catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search on the podcast for Beyond the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great night and a great weekend. Be careful this weekend with the severe weather threat. As well.
What severe weather? I'm in Arizona, remember?
I'm getting it tomorrow, remember?
I know you are, but...
Yeah. Let's see. Is this the... no, it's not. And it's about over anyway. So let me get this in here. And someone's trying to call in again, so it's like, you're too late now. All right. this week. Everybody have a great weekend, and remember this.
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
And we got this one.
I'm Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris.
Uh-huh.
I'm Chris.
Oh, shit! Somebody get that fucking little twig.
Yeah. Woo. And you know what? I'm going to end it with on a more serious note, because really, this year, we really do need to think about this.
Freedom is the right of all sentient beings.
Amen, so Prime.
Mm-hmm. All right, well. All right. Well, that is all for this week. Have a great weekend. Stay safe if you're in those severe weather and ice and snowstorm threats. And we'll see you next week.
Take care, Jonah.
Shanna.
Buenas noches, mis amigos.